Oh, give the Lord a praise clap right now. Come on now. You can do better than that. Come on, somebody say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let your glory come down. Somebody say glory to God. Isn't he a good God tonight? Amen. How many of you want to praise the Lord? Let us know what kind of church you want to have. We'll meet you there. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's do this.
I just wanna praise you, Lord.
comes to sing it for you. I just wanna lift my voice. I just wanna do what you want me to. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I just wanna praise you for the rest of my life. I'll give you glory forever. I want you to know that I'll give you my all. I just wanna serve you. I just wanna praise you more. I just wanna praise.
The
are the fire that calls me on. In my heart, you are the power that my life never fails alive. Every breath that I take, I'll declare all the people.
what's good and perfect comes from you. You're the heart of my contentment, the hope for all I do. Jesus, you're the center of my joy.
Are you happy about Jesus? Let's sing it.
Jesus, you're the center of my joy. All that's good and perfect comes from you. You're the heart of my contentment, the hope for all I do. Jesus, you're the center of my joy.
Why don't you find somebody and give them love tonight?
Getting us ready for that great day. Jesus getting us ready for that great day. Jesus getting us ready for that great day. Who shall be able to stand? Jesus, well, Jesus getting us ready for that great day. Jesus getting us ready for that great day. Getting us ready for that great day. Jesus, getting us ready for that great day.
know he's getting us ready for that great day. Well, who shall be able to stand? Oh, God's getting us ready for that great day. God's getting us ready for that great day. God's getting us ready for that great day. Well, who shall be able to stand? Well, are you getting ready for that great day? Are you getting ready for that great day? Hey, are you getting ready for that great day? Well, who shall be able? Oh, I'm praying to be ready for that great day. I'm praying to be ready for that. I've been running for the Lord a long time and I'm not tired yet. I've been running for the Lord a long time and I'm not tired yet. I've been running for the Lord a long time and I'm not tired yet. Well, I've been running for the Lord a long time and I'm not tired yet. I've been running for the Lord a long time and I'm not tired yet. Shall be able to stand. Well, I've been running for the Lord a long time and I'm not tired yet. I've been running for the Lord a long time and I'm not tired yet. I've been running for the Lord a long time and I'm not tired yet. Well, you shall be able to. I'm not tired. Hey, I've been running for the Lord a long time, and I'm not tired yet. Well, you shall be able to stand. Hallelujah. It's just like fire shut up in my bones. It's just like fire shut up. Well, the feel like giving up? How many of you feel like giving up? Well, I'm on my way to heaven and I'm so glad. Well, I'm on my way to heaven and I'm so glad. I'm on my way to heaven and I'm so glad. That one goes after that. Old songs they used to teach me. I've got on my traveling shoes. Well, 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 I'm on my way to heaven and I'm so glad. I'm on my way to heaven. I know what it is now. I'm on my way to heaven and I'm so glad. And the world can't do me no harm. There you go. Well, I'm on my way to heaven and I'm so glad. I'm on my way to heaven and I'm so glad. I'm on my way to heaven and I'm so Jesus, morning.
out of.
Jesus, on the way.
Any day I'll be out of here in the world.
Here you go. I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. I'm a soldier in the army. I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. I'm a soldier in the army. I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. I'm a soldier in the army. I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. I'm a soldier in the army. Got my war clothes on in the army of the Lord. Got my war clothes on in the army. Got my war clothes on in the army of the Lord. Got my war clothes on in the army. I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. I'm a soldier in the army. Are you a soldier in the army of the Lord? I'm a soldier in the army. How many of you living for Jesus? Somebody say it's a war going. How many soldiers we got here? How many soldiers? How many soldiers are out there? Say, I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. I'm a soldier in the army. I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. I'm a soldier in the army. Ain't got no time. Lord, ain't got no time for games in the army. Got no time for games in the army of the Lord. Ain't got no time for games in the army.
How many men?
Got your war clothes on in the army. You better have your war clothes on in the army. You better have your war clothes on in the you've been one of them Holy Ghost filled churches years ago, it would have been like this. They would have been singing like this. They've been some old people in there. You know, they've just been happy. Somebody say, glory to God. Tizo, you remember? When you were in that Kojic church, then you sing songs like that, huh? And somebody would get up and say, I'm so glad that the Lord saved me. How many got a testimony? How many got a testimony? Well, he picked me up. And he turned me round. Well, he picked me up. And he turned me round. Well, he picked me up. And he turned me round. Well, he picked me up. And he turned me round. Well, he picked me up. And he turned me round. Well, he picked me up. And he turned me round. Well, he picked me up. I was on my way.
so glad that the Lord saved me. If it had not been for Jesus, tell me where would I be? I'm so glad that the Lord saved me. Well, he picked me up and he turned me around. Well, he picked me up and he turned me around. Well, he picked me up and he turned me around. I'm so glad that the Lord saved me. There you go, he picked me up, turned me around. Well, he picked me up, then he turned me around. Then he placed my feet on solid ground. Well, he picked me up, then he turned me around. I'm so glad that the Lord saved me. Well, aren't you glad that the Lord saved you? Aren't you glad that the Lord saved you? If it had not been for Jesus, tell me, where would I be? If it had not been for Jesus, tell me, where would I be? If it had not been for Jesus, tell me, where? If it had not been for Jesus, if it had not been for Jesus, if it had not been for Jesus, tell me, where would I be? If it had not been for Jesus, tell me, where would you be? Tell me where would I be? I'm so glad that the Lord saved
me. All right. God's just been so good. Someone say hallelujah. He's been so good. Yes, he has. I feel like praising God. And I believe. Tell somebody everything's going to be all right. Do you believe it? Come on. Mark my word. Deliverance is just about here. Come on. Say deliverance is on the way. Say hold. Sense the anointing of the Holy Ghost. I just might have to lay it. Well, he's done great things for me. Yes, he has. Hallelujah. He's been good even in the wilderness. Come on, he's been good. Woo! sense of blessing. Yes! And you can't steal my blessing, Mr. Devil. You can't steal it. You can't hide it. You can't hide it. Hey! The devil can't steal your joy. Oh, I feel the restoration of joy. Say, I've got the joy. How many believe the Lord? Oh. Yes, he is. Go on, girl. Something good's on the way. Come on. Just praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Living. Come on, come on. How many are glad you're still in the army? You're still glad. Hey! Hallelujah! Hey! If the devil would have had his way, some of us would have been dead in our grave. Hey! But the Lord is faithful. Good. Yes, he is. Hey! Well, I still got joy. Even in the midst of the storm, I still got joy. Hey, you can't take it from me. Say, you can't take it from me. Say, I got a shout that brings me out. Hey. Somebody, hallelujah. We can only do it on nights like tonight. Come on. Hallelujah. Yeah, 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 say, I'ma get mine, I'ma get mine, I'ma get my blessing. Say, ay, 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 la, 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 la. Well, glory to God. Brother Tizo, I just sensed an anointing on your back there. Glory to God. How many of you want to give God just a good old praise before we quit this thing? Come on, how many of you think he's ready for it? How many of you believe in praise? How many of you believe in the shout? How many believe in the shout? Hallelujah. Tell the devil, I win. Say, I win. I win. I win. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I win. Say, I take it. Say, I win. I win. Tell it, I win. Say, I win. I win. I win and 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 I
Hallelujah.
Yeah, all you have to do is praise God tonight. You know, that's might all he want out of you. Yeah, I tell you what, true Holy Ghost praise is something that the world can't offer. Say it's the anointing of God that destroys the yoke. Yeah. Hallelujah. Say it's my turn. Tell him it's my turn. It's my turn. Tell him it's my turn. They tried everything else. Yeah. They tried to be just like the world, but it didn't do it. Now we're going to try to be like Jesus. Try to let the anointing of the Holy Ghost have its way. It's God's turn. Say it's time. Say it's my time. My time. My time. Yeah. I just sense the anointing of the Holy Spirit in this place tonight. I like this place. Amen. Jesse, just play something for me. Just start to worship him. Thank you. sure day, it's sure today. His favor, his favor, his favor, his day. Yeah, 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 yeah. Go forth in the name of Jesus. Go forth, go forth, go forth, go forth, go forth, go forth. Go forth. One thing that I'm gonna stop, is that all right? Listen, all right, if I come on, say yes, 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 yes. Tell the Lord, come on, say yes, 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 yes. Take your will and your way. Thank you.
Hallelujah. For some of you that might not know what's going on tonight, amen. There's a change of season going on right now. How many have been there before when it's happened? Amen. You could just sense it. Amen. But this season, we're going to be on top. Watch what God does. Somebody say, thank God for the season of more than enough. Say, thank God for the season of more than enough. Come on. Say, thank God for the season of more than enough. Say, thank God for the season of more than enough. Can you receive that right now? Say, thank God for the season of more than enough. Yeah. Say, thank God for the season of more than enough. He's more than enough. He's more than enough. He's more than enough. More, 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 more than enough. Can you believe that, Brother Teza? What season are we about to go into, brother? Huh? Say more than enough. Say, this is my season of more than enough. Then just stand up and start to receive it right now. Just do it. Then I'm going to let y'all go. Come on. Just start to receive it right now. Get your confession right there and start to receive it right now. Just start to celebrate. Come on, hallelujah. Just start to receive it in your spirit. Just start to receive it in your spirit. Hallelujah. Now, I know y'all are tired and worn out because it's been out there, amen. But I just want you to praise God like you're going out of your mind for 2 seconds. Is that all right? Bring this season in with a shout. Is that all right? Is that all right? Just all right. You got it. I dare you. I'm going to count to three. And I just want those of you that believe that you can play with it if you want to, amen, and miss it, amen. You can play with it if you want to and miss it, amen. I'm not playing games, amen. I tell you what, if you praise God, amen, if you praise God with everything you've got, he'll give you everything he's got. He'll bring you out. I tell you that. You hear me? Now, Jesse's sticks are just about worn out, so you don't have that long to praise him, amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say glory to God. But we'll have some new ones on Sunday. Hallelujah. How many are ready to dance the dance on the devil? You ready, huh? Just get yourself some room, amen. Girl, put that mic down, amen. Get them cords out of your way. Say, I'm about to get my glow, my groove on, amen. Hallelujah. How many of you believe this word? Amen. I don't usually tell people what to do, but I'm telling you by the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. You better praise him. You hear what I'm saying? Amen. Come on, I'm going to count to three, and I just want you to give him the best praise that you can give him. Amen. And he'll bring you out. And I remember the last time. Yeah, remember the last time somebody got this word and they came here all by themselves and just ran around. And before the sun was up, they got a breakthrough. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Somebody say, he can do it right now. Say, there's a blessing coming right now. Say, he can turn it around right now. Somebody say, right now. Say, I believe he can turn it around right now. Somebody say, right now. Say, right now. Right now. Right now. There's a blessing coming right now. Now just start to praise him right now. Ha 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 ha
Tonight was thank God for the chair. Yeah, praise the Lord. Just enjoy Jesus, isn't that our?
Thank you. Jesse, you believe it's going to come to pass? Why don't you just stand up right where you are and just raise those hands and just start to bless them for that vision that you know is going to come to pass. Start to bless people around you. Just tell them we made it. Just go around and just hug them and tell them we made it. Then you might need to go back to their sound booth and tell Brother Jesse he made it. I got a word from God. Tell him the storm is over. You've made it. The storm is over. You made it. The storm is over. You made it. The storm is over. You made it. The storm is over. Tell him the storm is over. Hallelujah. The storm's passing over. The storm is passing over. The storm is passing over. Over. I got a word from God for you. The storm is passing over. Hey, 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 hey,
receive that word. Thank you.
be a shout. There'll always be a shout. There'll always be a shout. The devil tried to steal it from us, but don't you let him.
Receive you, Lord. Take this my Well, it's offering time. I hate talking and saying things in times like this because you don't want to distract from what God's doing, but in the same spirit, we can just give and be blessed and be a blessing as God's ministering to you and as God's speaking to you. So just stay in that same attitude of meditation on the Holy Spirit. But whatever God tells you to give tonight, it's needed in the kingdom, and it will come back to you. It will be a blessing not only to you, but to the kingdom of God. So give by faith. Hear God. What is it? Let me tell you, you may not realize this, but you could give an offering and be in sin. Because the Bible says, whatsoever is not of faith is sin. So many times we plunk change in the offering plate, or we get something out of our wallet just because we know we've got to give an offering, but we don't do it in faith. I'm telling you, if all you have is a nickel, you can do that by faith, and it will make a difference. You know, you could give $100 and be in sin. You understand that? Your faith is needed. Our faith is needed for this place to grow and for God to do what He wants to do. Because if you look around this room, we don't see this place full. And the only way it will be full is by faith. We can come up with 1,001 schemes and scams to get people to come in here. But we don't need just a bunch of people. We need to reach people and change people, and that takes the anointing and the power of the Holy Spirit. We've had lots of people. We were going through the membership program this week, looking at just the hundreds and hundreds of people that have filtered through this place. But it's the Holy Spirit that keeps people. When the devil comes to test your faith, where most people give up, It's the Holy Spirit that keeps you. It's the anointing. So everything we do, we've got to do it by faith. And if you do it by faith, it will happen. What you're believing God for this church, it will happen. What you're believing God for your family, it will happen. And what you're believing God for in your life and in your business, in every situation, it will happen. Do it by faith. All right? When you put your money in this offering, whatever it is, expect things to be paid for and expect things to happen. Expect God to bring more than enough into this church and into your life. And watch what God does. So when you give tonight, hear God and obey and do it by faith. Whatever you do, do it by faith. And it will be more than enough to do what God wants to do. Amen? So as you get your seed ready, just lift it up. Yeah, that's what I'm hearing, too. Well, that's why I want to say that, because, you know, you can block yourself off from God's blessing just by, you know, how many of you would agree that being in sin would keep you from receiving God's best for you? Well, one way, as I just said, to get out of being in sin is to start to do things by faith. Everything you do, down to the littlest detail, do it by faith. You're open, you're in church on a Friday night, you're where God wants you to be, you shouted, you danced, you had a fit, you praised your miracle through. Now, the last point of the service, we're going to have an offering. Don't blow it just by making a routine out of it. Give by faith, expecting not only that, but proving to God that you know what you don't see really exists and that it is manifesting in your life. You understand that? That's the proof. If you've got a bill due tomorrow and all you have is enough for that bill and you give some of that money, that's proof that you know there's more out there that's coming, that God's got your need met. Amen? Just because you don't see it doesn't mean it's not going to happen. Prove to God that you know He's got you taken care of. Amen? And you'll see it happen, I promise you. All right? And be open. Don't limit yourself. God wants to do more than you thought. I mean, I wish I could prove it to you. I wish I could just show you. But believe me, there is no limit. The richest and the most prosperous you've ever seen, that's not even the limit that God has for you. It really isn't. He can do it to anybody who's willing and wants to be used by God. So be open, all right? Whatever the Holy Spirit tells you to do, do it, all right? Stand up. Pastor Rod said he just sensed that you need to ask God for anything. Sometimes we have not really just because we don't ask. So anything. There's no limit, so ask God for anything. Right now, just ask Him. Whatever you need, whatever, anything. Whatever you want, anything. No limit, ask God. Just have faith for it and ask Him. If you don't ask in faith, that's sin. So ask Him in faith. Amen. Ask Him. People, this is not a game. This is so real. It's more real than if I had $1,000 right here and I just said, if you'll come up here, I'll give it to you. It's more real than that. We're talking about the way that God moves. We're talking about the supernatural realm that was in existence before this world was created. And this world, when this world goes up in flames, it'll still be around. It's more real than what you see with your natural eyes. It's the ways of God. God said, ask Him. If you haven't asked Him, ask Him. Believe in your heart, you will receive it. No limit. No limit. If you've asked God in your heart and you're ready, you can raise your seat up unless Pastor Wright has anything else. expecting.